Today's daf in Masechet Brachot Yerushalmi is daf Mem Aleph. We're holding on daf Mem Amud Beit at Halacha Dalet at the Helika Mishnah. However, lifnei ateva lo ye'aner achar hakohanim amen mipnei ateruv. So we learned that there's always a problem of the shliach tzibur if he makes an error. In order to avoid that kind of error, that he may lose his license. Again, usually they didn't have sidurin, so he shouldn't say amen after the brachot of the kohanim because he might get confused and he won't be able to continue to lead the kohanim. He may think that he should start, you know, at the wrong place. He says amen, and then maybe he starts with Yisa instead of Yair, whatever it is. The main sham kohen, Elohu. If he's the only kohen, so then it's better that he not be noseat kapav at all, because he may get confused and he won't be able to get moving again on Sim Shalom afterwards. So Imaf Tachatov is absolutely sure that he knows himself, that he's able to be noseat kapav v'chozer letfilato without making any mistakes, then Rashai, he can go back to being noseat kapav. Says the Gemara. Tani, it says in the Braita Aporeset Shema, so someone who is the Shliach Tzibur who says the brachot of before and after Kriyat Shema, and he is the one who is the, he's called Poreis, he starts really from before, or he's over Al Ateva, somebody who says, who's the Chazar for Chazar Sashatz, or the Kohen who is Noseat Kapaf, or the guy who's reading for others in the Torah, or he's reading for himself, or he's a Mafter, and Mavorech Alachat Mikol Mitzvot HaTorah, somebody who's being Mavorech on something. In all such cases, he should be careful that when he gets to a bracha, he doesn't say amen on his own bracha. And it's very inappropriate to do so. If he does so, he's really a rezabur. Itanai tani. Now, there's a tana who says, a rezabur, and remarkably, there's a tanai tani, a rezachacham. So how could that be? Om Rav Chista. Well, the man damar, rezachacham, he is referring to a case, on a besof, where there's a series of brachot, and over there, he says amen, which, of course, is what we do with Bonei Yerushalayim Amen, which is the end of the brochas. Midiraita, so over there we say Amen Dafka in order to show that this is the end of the Seder Diorat. Man Damar is a board, is talking about Bonei Kol Bracha O Bracha. Whenever he says a bracha, even it's not the end of a Seder of brochas, and after he says Amen, he then goes on and he says something else. Omer Rabbi Chanina, Shnaim Yisrael Ve'echad Kohen. If you have two people that are Yisraelim and one guy that's a Kohen who are walking, Mimatzinat HaKohen, the Kohen should be the guy who walks in the middle as the Derech Kovet of the Kohen. Imatai, when do we do this? Is Manchkulam Shavim. This is all if they are all the same level of the Chochem. But if Echad Mim is a Tamad Chochem and the others aren't, then the Tamad Chochem is Kedan to the Kohen. Omer Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi, Miyamai, Boberachti Lifnei Kohen. I never took it upon myself, if it was a Kohen of the Soda, I never agreed to be the one who would say Birkat HaMazon. I always was Mechabit the Kohen. But Lohinach Yisrael, Lovarech Lufanai. And if there wasn't a Kohen, since I'm a Levi, I never allowed Yisrael to get the covet of Zimun before. Reb Yehuda ben Pazi, B'shem Rabbi Elazar, Skol Kohen Shuhu made B'Beit HaKnesset, Ve'eino Noseat Kapav. If he's in the Beit HaKnesset at the time that it's the announcement of the Birkat Kohanim, he's over Basi, because it's supposed to be Kol Tavarchu at B'nai Yisrael, which is a Chi of Gomer. Reb Yehuda ben Pazi, Karavi Tashish. Reb Yehuda ben Pazi, sometimes he's too weak to be able to go up there to be Noseat Kapav. Avi Chazik Reisha, so what he would do, he would like have this handkerchief to hold his head and show that he had a terrible headache and he wasn't able to get up, and he would be koim le'achori amuda. He would hide himself behind one of the pillars and so on, that they wouldn't call him up to be the kohen, because otherwise it would be terrible. And Rebbe Elazar actually used to walk out of the Beit HaKnesset. And Rebbe Acham, Rebbe Tanchuma, Rebbe Chia, B'shem Rabbi Smermoy, says in a case city where you have all kohanim and ir shekula kohanim, gulam nosim et kapayim, all of them do birkat kohanim. That's crazy. How can they all do birkat kohanim? Where were they giving the bracha to? Let me get mivarchim if there's nobody else there. What do you mean? The bracha isn't only local. Lachem shebitzafon, lachem shebedaron, lachem shebimizrach, lachem shebamarav. Whatever. What's the difference? Who is right here in front of them? But then, who would say amen if they are the ones who are doing the bracha? They're not supposed to say amen after their own. Amen can answer the kids, the women that are there. As was nashim, anashim vata. Tony Abaye, Rabbi Binyamin. Omdim lachorei kohanim enam bechol bracha. If you're not in front of the kohanim, so you're not included in the bracha. Ha'omdim lifnei ha'kohanim, says Rav Chiya Barva, it doesn't matter even if they're behind the amud or something. Because afilu chumash barzel bracha mafsakta. The bracha is so powerful, it'll cut right through the iron curtain. So that's not the point, but this is going the other direction. If they put themselves behind the kohanim, and omdim min hatzadim, what would be the din? If they're not facing the kohanim, then they're all the way on the side. Well, that we can determine from here. Nashmina min hada. It says by the case where somebody was sprinkling the mei nida of the poraduma on things that had become tame with tumas meis, of course, which is the time that we do it. So nitkaven lahazod, a guy was about to do the hazoya lefanav, and by accident when he lifted up the ezov, he ended up being mazel leachara. So it sprinkled kalim that were also tame that were behind him, or he had in mind to be mazel the kalim that were leacharav, and accidentally when he came forward, it sprinkled the kalim that will have fun of. In all such cases, hazayata is besula, because his kavana has to be specifically to be metayer. And over here, it was an accident, because he had no kavana to be maza in that direction at all. So the question is, how about if it was lefanav, that was where his intent was, and it hit the tzadim shelefanav, so the ones, there were other things that weren't directly in front of him, but went to the side. So then hazayat took shera. So what do you see from there? Had amra afam dimen at stadim are considered to be lefanav, right? So therefore, year two, omdim minat stadim are bechlal abrachayin, just like they would be bechlal the hazayah. Amrav Chista, another din, benogeh birkat kohanim, is that tzarich sheyeh achazan, the chazan who is calling the kohanim to come up to the duchan, himself should not be a kohen. He should be a Yisrael. And Reb Nachman by Yaakov, ima ya kohen echad, there's only one kohen, so then the makri doesn't say kohanim, he just says kohen. And ima yushnaim, then he's Omer Kohanim. Rav Chisda says, even if there's only one Kohen, he says Kohanim, because he's not calling the individual, he's calling the Kohanim. That is to say, the Shevet of Kohanim, family of Aaron, is what he's referring to, not the individual who's going to be coming up. And we don't pass like this, we go according to the Bavli. In the Bavli, it says, since the Pasuk says, Emor Lahem, so then the whole Chiyav is Davka to say, to if there's a Rabim, that there's a Lahem. But to a single Kohen, you don't. Halacha, hey, says the Elik Mishnah, Hamit Palil Vita'a, Simen Ralo. In any of the toyot that we've been discussing, it's not a good sign that a person mistakes, stops, it's confused. All of those things are an indication that his tefillah is not flowing the way it should be to a kadosh baruch. And if it's the shliach tzibur, then it's a reflection on the entire tzibur. Amru alav Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa, shaya mitpalel acholim ve'omer zechai ve'zameit. This is such an important sense, this question of the flow of a tefillah, that they say that Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa used to be able to say which cholim would live and which cholim would die. How do you know? Amar Lam, can imagine asking a Hasidic Rebbe today, how do you know? They'd have your height. Amar Lam is, look, it's very simple. I can tell if HaKadosh Baruch was listening to my tefillah. If it flows, and I really feel that it's coming as a mutual type of activity. But in love, I see that HaKadosh Baruch was not participating in the tefillah. So then it's a simon that chola is in bad shape. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omar, that this din of a ta'ut being a bad simon is only bibrikat avot. So since he starts off already, where he immediately makes a mistake, that's a bad sign. But otherwise, the error is human. And we said that Rabbi Chanina Batos used to be able to know if someone was going to die. There was a ma'isa, Rabbi Gamliel Shechalabano. So he went and he sent Shnei Tamidei Chachamim to Rabbi Chanina ben Dosa Biro to be mitpalo for his son. Omar Lon, Rabbi Chanina said, hold on a second. I'm going to go upstairs, and there I'll be able to concentrate and I'll daven. He went up and he came down. Amar Lem, he said to them, I'm absolutely sure that he's already okay. Don't worry about it. This same move. And they made like a mark to know exactly when this took place. And sure enough, when they get back and they tell Rav Gamliel the whole story, they find that at that exact moment, it was at that moment that he asked the first time for something to drink, and that was a sign that the fever had broken and he was going to live. If you can find that you're connecting to your tefillah with kavana, that's a sign that your tefillah is mekubah. So when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is making the lave of the people that speak to him, so then takshiv aznecha, that means that's when you're listening to them when they're saying the tefillah. If the person is able to express whatever it is that he's saying, so then Yemavusar Shnishmat Filato Matam Orev Niv Svatayim, the one who creates the fruit of the lips, is a sign of Shalom Shalom LaRachok VeLaKrov Amar Hashem Urfativ. So if a person is zocha to be able to make Tenuva in Svatayim, it means that there's going to be peace and wellness, is what he's praying for. And we begin now, what exactly are the brachot to say on various fruits? On all fruits, he says, except for yayin. And on perot ha'aretz, which are not al-ilan, you would always say borei pri ha'adama on all of them, other than one, and that is min ha'pat. Over there, bread is considered to be so kosher that we would kovei a special broch on it. Now, what about things that are not pri ha'adama, but that are essentially yirakot, that is to say, greens? So those things were literally greens. Those are things like cabbage and lettuce and various other things in that type of thing, as opposed to perot haaretz, where over there you have true perot. There's various things you can have. You can have greens, and you can have tomatoes, and you can have things like hummus, and those are fruits. But on that, would you also say borei pri adama? So the Tanakhama says, afala yirakot, you say borei pri adama. Rabbi Yehuda says, no, on yirakot, greens, let us say leaves, borei mei deshaim, you say basically grass. Kadosh Baruch Hu created types of grasses. There's also the possibility, the way some learn, is that yirakot mean things that you eat the grassy part of. You don't eat the actual, either the seed of, or what we call the fruit, which contains the seed. So that's pure dishaim, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Whereas on zraim, that means that you eat the actual seed, such as in kidneys and in tefuah. And in perot, where he's also motivated, would be things like tomatoes and like watermelon and so on. And those things are indeed borei pri adama, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, l'chora. Ketzen mevarchin al ha'perot, says the Gemara, k'tiv l'ashem ha'aretz umlo, a'tevo v'yosh v'va. So that means that the world belongs to Hashem, and hanene klum min olam ma'al. Therefore, it's like taking something from Hegdash. Ad she'yatiru lo ha'mitzvot, until he does what he needs to do as an avedas Hashem, as a mitzvah, and that now becomes the makor to be matir him to eat. From Rabbi Abo, this is another svara. K'tiv pentigdash ha'mleya zera shetizra utvat ha'karim. So what is the hamleya? The hamleya is a reference to l'ashem ha'aretz umlo'ah. And that means that we put this together with Tvuat HaKerem to teach you that the Olam, Umlo'o, is like the Kerem. It's like the idea of Neter Ravoy, Kerem Ravoy, which you have to be poda before you eat. So what is the pidyon that you give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu? That pidyon is basically the bracha itself. And that is what allows you to eat from the world. Yet another svara for where we learn it from. It's the pasuk that says, "Amart LaHashem, Hashem ata tovati balalecha." So, in other words, what David was saying is, "Imachalta uveirachta." In other words, "Amart LaHashem." So then, Hashem ata, meaning Kavayochal Hakadosh Baruch Hu, is saying, "Ki ilu mishalcha achalta." You are like the master of this food. So Adonai ata. And then we say, Tovati balalecha, the goodness that you got from me is not considered to be a chov on you at all. Davar acher, another meaning of the strange pasuk, Tovati balalecha, means, Mevale ani tovati begufcha, meaning I'm going to give you so much good that it's like I'm wearing out the whole world just to give everything to you. Dover acher, tovati balalecha means yibalalu kol tovot vayavo elecha. It's all tovot should be bal, should be mevulal. Everything in the world should be mixed to bring to you. Omer biyacha, mahu bal alecha, the tovati, bal bil adecha is what it means. In other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying, she'eni mevi toval olami bil adecha. There's nothing that I can bring to my world, unless you, the real Adam in this world, is osik betfila to ask for it. Kumoda atomar u biladecha lo yorim ish et yado vetraglo b'chol eretz Mitzrayim. So it's like you, who is the one who is able to be mitpalel, is like Yosef Atzadik. Yet another svara for where we learn it out from. You study Rebbe Chia. In the Brighter, we find that it says, Ubashana harivi'id yekol piyo kodesh hilulim. It's kodesh hilulim. It says hilulim, meaning more than one hilul. Alame chu ta'un to hilulim. a bracha lefanav and a bracha lacharav. And mikanei Rabbi Akiva omer lo yitom adam klum ad shivorech. Person should never taste without saying a bracha. Rabbi Chaga and Rabbi Yirmi Asakul abeit chenvata. They were going up to various stores where they were the ones who were responsible to check al pi bezdin to make certain that all of these scales were correct and that they weren't cheating customers and asking for too much money and so on. So kofat Reb Chaga yubirech aleihem, he said a bracha on the mitzvahs. And what bracha did he say? Shir tichonim sefer tivadon letakena midot v'amaznai or letakena shearim. Oh, Malay Rabbi Yirmiyah, very good. Shikola mitzvah to unot bracha. This is a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. Uminayim shikola mitzvah to unot bracha. Until now, we were talking about being nene from the world. How do you know that there's an inyan to be mavorach on every single bracha? So Rabbi Tanchum and Rav Abba Bar Kahana b'shem Rabbi Elazar says that since it says v'etzna lecha et luchot ha'evan v'atorah v'amitzvah, so that means that the Torah is being makish Torah to mitzvah, just like the Torah requires bracha lifaneh, as we're going to see Birkat Torah, so too is a mitzvah to an abracha. Mitzvah needs a bracha lefaneh, just like the Birkat Torah. And lechora, the Birkat Torah itself is the Uraita, and we go on at lechora. And if, however, it is that we know there's various ways, and we know that it's the Uraita lechora from the Kishem Hashem Hekra, we're going to see. And the truth is that according to this, if it's an actual hekesh, so then that would mean that there should be a Uraita on all brochot. And it could be, of course, that this is an esmachta, which is the pashtas. It's not a machlokas between the two shasim as to whether we should be machmer on all birkas amitras as if it's the araisa, even though it's a yikish, it's a getter of a yikish in this esmachta. Anyway, this is one approach to this whole sugi. The other approach is that the word chanvata does not mean chanut, meaning stores. It means this the kfar of chanut, which was where one of the places where Sanhedrin was gola to, and that these were dayonim that were going to chanut, in which case it would mean that they were being mevorech on the bracha of conducting mishpat on a din, which is a big problem because we basically paskin that there's no bracha that is set on acting in din. There's also a girsa, fascinating girsa, that has chatat, sorry, instead of chanata, which would mean that they were being eisig in the mechatas, and that he went and he was mevorech on the mechatas. At least this would explain why it says kafatz, that he jumped up, because this is such a rare mitzvah that he never had a chance to ever make that bracha, so he was very excited, and that's why he was kofetz. But it would explain also, perhaps, if you learn that all of these further discussions are part of the maisa, then it could be that that's what they were going up. In other words, one of the inyanim that they were being done about was the inyan bichlal of brachas, where we put all of these sukkahs, therefore, together over here. So once Rabbi Yochanan, Nasab Zeta, he took an olive and he made a bracha before it, obviously a boy prayed, but he also made a bracha of a alamichya afterwards, bracha chasman sholosh. And Rabbi Chiya Barvar was looking at him like he's crazy. Omale Rabbi Yochanan. So Rabbi Yochanan says, excuse me, Mr. Babylonian, you're pretty mibubal, you know, what are you looking at? What do you mean, you never heard about this, huh? Let lecha kol shubi min shivaton bracha lefanav l'acharav. You never heard the din that shivat aminim require also a real bracha min shalosh afterwards. Chiya Barva ignored him. And the truth is that he also holds that a min shiva does require a bracha. So matzri chalais, what was he looking all confused about? What is it? What's he missing? As we were saying, what are you missing? Mipneish gal inato mimato. He said, because the shear of achila is by definition a kezayit, right? But if you're eating not the shear of a kezayit, because when you eat an actual zayit, you're not eating a shear of a kezayit. Because since it has a galin, it has a pit inside. So mamela, the actual food of the zayit is less than a kezayit. That was his brilliant question. So how is he making a brocha acharona on a pachas mikezayit? You know what? That's a darn good story. What's actually Rabbi Yochanan thinking? But letli Rabbi Yochanan shigala inatoma ma'atom. Why indeed did he make fun of Rabbi Chiya Barva? Ma'avitlei Rabbi Yochanan. What did Rabbi Yochanan do to get out of this problem? The answer is the Gemara Rabbi Yochanan holds that you make a brocha acharona even if the shear is pachas mikezayit. it. Because since the Zayat is a Birya, so Mamela is something that is the Hashivas of a Birya, you make even a Pochus Mikazayas. Milta Rabbi Yochanan Amran, and the truth is that what he's implying, she cannot feel, oh, pray the Acha Shalainav, pray the Acha Shalimon, Shutom Rochlef, and Evelacharel. That would mean even if you eat one grape, or you eat one piece of a pomegranate, one full seed, since each one of these things is a complete birya, it gives it its own chashivas, and you would require a brocha after it. Over lifneati va lo yane amen acharakanim lifneati ruf imen sham koin alohu lo yisad kapav vimavtachatosh nosiat kapav vachazer letfilato rishay toni apori sechmav over lifneati va vanosiat kapav vakorei batorah vamavtir vanavi vamavorech alachav mikol mitzvot amorot batorah lo yane amen acharatzmo ruim ana harezibur itnoitane harezibur itnoitane harezachacham amrav chista mando amar harezachacham bone bisof. Mando mar is a bourbonne au bracha au bracha. Omre bichinina. Schneim isra vechet koin, mimats ineta koin. E matai bismanch kolom shavi. אבל אם היה אחד מהם תלמיד חכם ממצין את החבר. אומר בישוע בן לוי, מי אמר לו, בירכתי לפני כהן והנחתי ישראל לברך לפניי. רבי רבן פסי בשם רב אלעזר כל כהן שהוא עומד בבית הכנסת ואינו נושא את כפיו ועובר בעשה. רבי רבן פסי כתב איתו שיש אבי חזיק רשי וכהן לאחורי עמודה. רב אלעזר נופק ללברו. רווח רבי תלכום ברבי חי בשם רבי סמנו היא עיר שכל הכהנים נושאים את כפיהם למי הם מבורכים לחיים שבא. בצפון, לכם שבדרום, לכם שבמזרח, לכם שבמערב, ומי עונה אחריהם אמן, אנשים ועטף. תוני אביי בן רבי בנימין, עומדים לאחורי הכהנים, אינם בכלל ברכה, עומדים לפני הכהנים, אומרי פרי הברווה, אפילו חומש או ברזל, והברכה בפס הקטן, עומדים מן הצדדים, נשמינו מן הדה, נתכוון לעזות מלפניו וזה לאחוריו, ואחוריו וזה לפניו וזה היתו פסולה, לפניו וזה על הצדדים שלפניו וזה היתו כשרה, לאמרה אף עומדים מן הצדדים בכלל ברכה, אין. אומרי פרי חיסטה בצור שיחזן ישראל, נחו ביעקב, ואומרים, אם היה כהן אחד, אומר כהן, אם היו שניים, אומר כהנים, אומר חיסט, אפילו כהן אחד, אומר כהנים, שאינו קורא אלא לשבת. המתפלל וטעה סימן רע לו, ואם שליח ציבור הוא סימן רע לשולחיו, שלשולחו של אדם כמותו, אמרו לו, רבי חנינא בן דוסא, שהיה מתפלל על החולים, הוא אומר, זה חי וזה מת, אמרו לו, מניין אתה יודע? אמר להם, אם שגורה תפילתי בפי, יודע אני שאני מקובע, ואם אוהב, יודע שהוא מטורף. רבי יעקב יעקב אומר, בלבד באבות מעשה, ברם גם ליה שחלה בנו, ושלח שני תלמידי חכמים יצא רב חנינא בן דוסא בעירו, אמר לו, נמתינו לי עד שעלה לעלייה, אמר לעלייה וירד, אמר לו, בטוח אני שנינוח בנו השואל, וגם ליה מכריון, שימו באותה שעה, דבר מעין מזון. אומר, שמו בנחמני, אם הכיוונת את לבך בתפילה, תהי מבוצר שנשמע תפילתך, מתם תכין ליבם, תקשיב עצמך. אומר בשם הלוי, אם עשו ספטותיו של אדם תנובה, יהיה מבוצר שנשמע תפילתו, מתם בורי ניב שפתיים. שלום שלום לרחוק ולקרוב, אמר השם, ורפאת ייב. כיצד מפורקים לה הפירות, הפירות תהי לנו, אומר בורי פרי העץ, חוץ מן היין, שעל היין הוא אומר בורי פרי הגפן, והפירות הארץ הוא אומר בורי פרי האדמה, חוץ מן הפת, שעל הפת הוא אומר מוציא מן הארץ. ועל הירקות הוא אומר בורי פרי האדמה, רבי יהודה בורי מיני דשאים. כתיב להשם הארץ ומלוא הטבעו ויושבי בה, ננק ומן העולם מעל עד שיתיר לו המצוות. אומר רבי אבא, כתיב פן תוקדש המלאה הזרע שתזרעו תפת הכרם, העולם כולו מלוא עשוי ככרם ומהפדיון או ברכה. רבי חזקיה, רבי ירמיה, רבי אובן בשם רבי שמעון בן לקיש, אמרת השם אתה אדור שם אדם, טובתי בעל עליך, אם אכלת וראת, כביכול כאילו משלך אכלת, דבר אחר טובתי בעל עליך, מבעלי אני טובתי בגופך, דבר אחר טובתי בעל עליך, יבללו כל הטובות ויבואו עליך. אומר רבי יחל, מה הוא בעל עליך? שאני מביא טובה בלעדיך לעולם, כמו דעת אומר, ובלעדיך לא ירים איש את ידו. תני רבי חייה הקודש הילולי, מלמד שהוא טעון ברכה לפניו ולאחריו, מכאן היה רבי עקיבא אומר, לא יתום אדם כלום, עד שיבורך. רבי חגי ורבי ירמי יעסוק לבי חנבטה. קפץ רבי חגי ובירך עליהן, אמר לי רבי ירמי יהוד עבדת, שכל המצוות תונות ברכה, ומיני שכל המצוות תונות ברכה, Bakar, Bitanchum, Rabba Barkana, Beshem Rabbi Elazar, Etnevachat Luchot Even Vatorah Vamitzvah, Hikish Torah Lamitzvah, Matorah Tuna Bracha, Af Mitzvot Tunot Bracha, Rabbi Yochanan Nasiv Zeto, Birech with Fanav Lachrava, Rabbi Hio Bava Mistakobe, Omar Rabbi Yochanan, Hey Bavlaya, Lamat Mistakel, Let Lacha Kosher, you mean Shiva, Atom Bracha, Fanav Lacharav, but of course, Itle, Silin Matsri, Halle, we play Shel Galin, and told me my head. That's a pretty good point. So, Valet Leila Rabbi Yochanan, she got in at home in my head. Malavid La Rabbi Yochanan, Ishum Birya, Yotar Rabbi Yochanan Amra, Shkenafil Ocho Pridacha Chelinav, O Pridacha Chelimon, Shuta Unbrachal Fanel, Ulacharya.